Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
The latest 3D extravaganza from director Michael Bay features 1,600 years of Transformers history, as explained by the head of a mysterious secret society played by Anthony Hopkins in Transformers: The Last Knight.
Two species at war, one flesh, one metal.
Only one survives.
And to understand this fateful confrontation, it's necessary to go back to the times of King Arthur. Yes, really, with Merlin the Magician, played by Stanley Tucci, and a supremely sexy Oxford professor given sassy life by Laura Haddock.
We're not giving up, okay?
I want to stay, and I want to fight them.
Oh my God.
Forgive me.
You want to know, don't you, why they keep coming here?
And that's easy. They keep coming here because these movies, no matter how terrible, keep making money. At least the new one, Transformers: The Last Knight, is not as utterly execrable as the fourth in the series, Transformers: The Age of Exhaustion. That's The Age of Extinction. At least Sir Anthony Hopkins seems to be having a good time. Laura Haddock is lovely on screen. Some of the 3D effects are impressive. And the references to Arthurian legends aren't as insulting and idiotic as in the recent awful King Arthur movie. Still, the film is a mind-numbing slog at some 2.5 hours long, and it's rated PG-13 despite a puzzling and pointless deployment of the S-word about a dozen times. 2 stars for this sad, would-be spectacular Transformers: The Last Knight, and it won't, alas, be the last.